At CF Emily and Jess for breakfast, live online and on the app. Download it for free from the App Store or Google Play. It's sport time now with our sport guru, Brent Costello from Win News. Good morning and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year too, guys. How are you?
Good. Yeah,
and
good.
Also, happy birthday for yesterday.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, very nice day. Very nice day.
47, was it? 47?
Oh, come on, Lee. That's not a nice way to start the year, mate.
Now, you seem to have been pretty busy for the last week or so. 2021 has certainly gotten off with a bang. Where do we even start when it comes to sport?
Good question, Jess. I guess the cricket. An interesting couple of days left in the test match between Australia and India. Of course, we batted first, made 369, and you know, we thought we'd whip through this game pretty quickly with the inexperienced Indian team, but they've been really digging in like they did in Sydney, and they were all out for 336 yesterday. So only a 33-run lead for Australia, and it stumps on day three, none for 21. David Warner and Marcus Harris both in still. So they'll like to really pile on the run today. I reckon Australia set a big total and then hope they can whip through the Indian batsmen in the second innings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can the Hurricanes move from seventh place?
Oh, gee, the Wolves have fallen off a bit, haven't they? Really run out of puff, and you know, we started the tournament with a lot of promise, but yeah, it's an important game tonight, but doesn't get any easier for us against the Sydney Thunder, who are one of the form teams in the comp, and I think we've then got the Sixers and the Scorchers, so I think we've got the top three teams in the next three games, so we really need to get our batting sorted out. We're supposed to be one of the best batting teams in the competition, but at the moment, things aren't going too well at all. We lost Colin Ingram as well, who's was only going to be here for the first 10 games of the tournament, so he's left us now, so we'll leave a bit of a hole. Will Jacks comes back into the squad, the English young gun for tonight's game. So, yeah, we need to win it, that's for sure.
What do you make of this, moving to a more national sports news here, the quarantine situation when it comes to the Australian Open for 2021? Is this just being blown out of proportion, or...?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Seeing some of the tweets come out last night of the players hitting up in their hotel rooms against the wall. They're doing everything they can to keep their eye in, but, yeah, it looks like... another fight had some issues overnight as well. So a lot of these players are now sort of venting their frustration, saying that, you know, they're going to be in a hard lockdown for 14 days now like everyone else, when they were going to be able to get out and do some training and things like that. And they said, had they have known that this would happen, that they'd go into this hard lockdown, they wouldn't have come out here at all. So plenty to play out here ahead of the tournament in a couple of weeks' time. But, I know there's Stanford Vrenka too who understands it. So, you know, it's a mixed opinion at the moment. But, how it plays out over the next couple of weeks will be interesting.
It will be.
When you put it in writing, it's kind of really obvious, isn't it? I saw a mate on Facebook last night just simply saying, if you're a sports star flying during a pandemic, they're moaning about it, and moaning about quarantine, don't.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know exactly how it's going to work, don't you? So that's the risk you take, I suppose.
Yeah, very tricky. All right, anything else we should be mentioning?
NBL started on the weekend, which is good. It's been a long build-up, and we need to really focus on the NBL this year and try and get ourselves up and about for it with the Jack Jumpers coming into the competition. So they've had their issues as well starting their season with all the border closures and things like that. So it was great to see some basketball underway. No real surprises with the winners over the weekend. Most of the favourites got the job done. A few teams haven't started their season yet, Perth Wildcats being one of those who are still in quarantine in Perth after leaving Brisbane a week or so ago. So they've got a little bit to go still before they play their first game. But, yeah, it's going to be a pretty exciting year in the build-up to the Jack Jumpers, guys.
Did I see that they're converting the old K&D warehouse in Hobart into a temporary basketball stadium?
Yeah, they are. Not a huge stadium. It's going to be, I think, a half court maybe, and then a lot of half courts for a program called Swisher, which is a shooting training sort of setup, and then a little court as well. So it's pretty exciting for basketball. They've had a lack of courts here in Hobart, particularly for a long time, and obviously we've got the new four court stadium being built near the Dillon Entertainment Centre as well. So it's a joint thing with the University of Tasmania, and I think there'll be a lot of happy ballers out there this morning with that news.
Yeah, great.
Very good. Hey, Brent Costello from Win News, thank you for your time this morning, mate. We'll catch you in a week.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you then. Cheers.
See you, mate.